Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. NFL draft fast approaching. What are we now? Just over a month away, Brian?
Yeah.
April 29th or May 1st or something?
Yeah, what is it? 28th, 29th?
Sounds good.
7/28. Yeah, something like that. It's the weekend, last weekend in April. I just kind of show up on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of a thing.
Can't wait. And in the meantime, we're going to be doing, you know, considerable amount of talking about what the Cowboys will do at 26 in the big Cowboy topics. It's time now for an NFL draft. Big board report. We go to NFL expert Daniel Jeremiah, NFL.com. This guy's good.
DJ.
And he just posted one. This is post NFL free agency week one. So a lot of things have been decided already. There's only a few key players that might impact the draft remaining that are going to go to other teams. And Daniel Jeremiah going with a position that I love, the defensive tackle Mozzie Smith out of Michigan. I think a name that Tolo should get more familiar with, a good athlete with power. Guys, what would the Cowboys be thinking if they go ahead and take Mozzie Smith at 26? Would you like it?
I like Mozzie, especially if you don't bring back a guy like Hankins. You know, for me, that's people that ask, like, hey, is there somebody in the draft that if the Cowboys don't fill the Hankins role that you could take? Now, he's a guy that you're probably going to have to take in the first round, as Daniel Jeremiah had the Cowboys mocked there. But at Michigan, I thought he was a stud. Now, it was interesting because TCU's Steve Avila, I thought he won the battle between the two of them in the bowl game with TCU and Michigan. I thought that was probably the best that I saw Steve Avila play. I liked him a lot. But I like Mozzie. I think he's a guy that is great against the run. He's an anchor. He's that true trash can full of dirt type of guy in the middle of your line. Can keep your linebackers clean. But also, I think he does have a little bit of wiggle. He's a one tech, but I think he can give you a little bit of pass rush, which is why I personally, early on, I thought him and Ika were going to be guys that people were debating about. It seems like Ika's falling a little bit, but I thought Mozzie was better. I'm not against the Mozzie Smith pick, and I know some people are just like, oh, it's a Michigan defensive lineman. What about Taco? Don't scout the helmet. Mozzie Smith is a good player. He's much better than Taco was.
Yeah, it's a really nice helmet to scout, by the way, the Michigan helmet. I enjoy that. Cool, yeah. This guy could push the pocket from the middle, too. I mean, you know, and it's just not just straight-ahead power. I think Zach's got him right. He's got some move to him, you know, size, athletic ability. A lot of positive things about this player.
I'm sold. I love that. I would be shocked if the Cowboys take a one technique, but with Mike McCarthy coaching the team now, I think it's more likely than it ever was under Jason Garrett. It seems like their philosophies are shifting on a number of things.
Yeah, that's, you know, the whole thing. If you were under the Rod Marinelli administration, this wouldn't even be a discussion.
Yeah, he's not spending money on that.
He ain't taking a
but
one.
Man, if Dan Quinn likes a guy, it seems like he's got an ear in that room. Yeah. And if he decides, like, hey, all right, Mozzie Smith's there, let's go ahead and snag this dude. I need some help in the interior of the line.
We have reason to believe Dan Quinn does like him.
Now, this
he's not one of the guys that I saw him go and work out personally.
No.
So I can't confirm that.
Yeah, this kid also, though, he had a gun charge against him in October.
He did.
That needs to be cleaned up, or you need to figure out what that situation is.
And that followed him to the college football playoff. Yeah. He was asked about that quite a bit. But yeah. I thought he handled himself very well in those interviews.
Okay, names on the board behind Mozzie Smith in Daniel Jeremiah's mock. Would you rather have Quentin Johnston, TCU? Tackle Darnell Wright from Tennessee,
ooh,
or the Notre Dame tight end Michael Mayer still on the board.
Okay, for me,
Johnson, Mayer, and then
Wright.
Wright's the best player of the bunch for me.
Okay,
I think Darnell Wright is a guy.
Now, Tennessee offensive tackle.
That'd be awesome.
And you watch him against some of the top pass rushers in this draft.
Will Anderson,
Will Anderson,
Alabama,
B.J. Ojulari, LSU,
right.
and he, I thought he handled his own. He was one of the few tackles that I saw be able to really stonewall both those guys. Yeah. I think Darnell Wright is a stud. I would love to have him. But now, what do you do with your offensive line? I don't know. Can he play guard?
He's a true tackle.
I think he is,
really
too.
Is, yeah.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of exciting possibilities there at 26.
There are.
Yeah. The Cowboys are going to end up having their pick of a number of talented players. Who knows? Maybe they'll surprise us again with the guy that everybody else thinks should be a third rounder. It'll actually be good. Okay, we go to Mel Kiper, unless you have something else to add to that, Brian.
Nope.
We go to Mel Kiper here. It's the NFL Draft Big Board Report. He has the first player being C.J. Stroud, then Bryce Young, then Indy moving up for a quarterback, and it's getting all crazy there, taking Will Levis at 3, and then he's got Will Anderson Jr. at 4. But you come down here to 26, you want to know who Mel Kiper, draft expert, has the Cowboys taken? Well, it's the defensive end from Northwestern, Mr. Adebowore.
Yeah, this...
Can you say it?
Adebowore.
Is that right?
Adetomia Adebowore. And I hope I'm saying that right. I've been trying to practice this.
So good, Gavin. That was good.
Watched him against Nebraska, and then I went back and saw him against Duke in 2021. This is a reach pick for me at 26. This is overhyped because the dude crushed it at the combine. This is one of those things where the workout warrior doesn't necessarily match the tape that you see. I see upside, I see potential, but I don't see a first round player.
Might be a better tackle than he is an end.
I thought he was better. His most impressive pass rushes came when he had to stunt inside, or they just lined him up completely as a defensive tackle.
Mel mentions that
his size might be why people don't want to just play him outright at defensive tackle. At 6'2". But I think that might be his best position moving forward.
This might be our era's Mike Mamula. And when I say Mike Mamula, go back. If you don't know who Mike Mamula was, he was a defensive end from Boston College that blew the combine up and was taken 7th overall by the Philadelphia Eagles and wasn't that good of a player. Mm. And so this might be, I think this kid is more maybe a late 2 or a 3 when it comes to.
I see that.
And I think it would be a reach to take him at 26.
That Mike Mamula is the classic cautionary tale, isn't
it? That is. If you don't know who Mike Mamula is from Boston College, Google him and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, Mel Kiper with the 26th pick, taking the DN from Northwestern. Still on the board, Bijan Robinson, who goes the next pick to the Bills. Darnell Washington, a tight end from Georgia that we've talked a lot about. 6'7", 270. Brian Brees, the defensive tackle, Clemson. Cansey, the defensive tackle, Pittsburgh, going to the Eagles. Yeah. So that's who's on the board in Mel Kiper's mock.
I'd rather probably taking all those guys.
Really?
Every one of them.
Wow. Okay.
Every one of them.
That's quite a bit of disagreement with Mel Kiper, who's not necessarily at the top of his game. You know, he's more of a celebrity. You know, Jerry Jones would love him if he was running a TV network. He'd be like, Mel Kiper's my first analyst because everybody recognizes him. But the hardcore mock people are like, oh, Mel Kiper, what the hell does he know?
I'll say this, though, Gavin.
Yeah.
To his defense, he had Tyler Smith before anybody else.
Yeah. He knows people.
I don't know. Maybe he might know this Northwestern guy.
Maybe he does. Maybe the Cowboys are like, you idiots, we love this guy.
There's a side of me that I absolutely agree with you.
I told you Jerry loved him.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, he had the pick right. You know, so, yeah, he had it before a lot of other people.
Okay, we go to CBS Sports as Josh Edwards. And he's got Luke Musgrave tied in Oregon State. Good opportunity to rank the tight ends here for you guys. Why is Kincaid getting so much more love than Musgrave of Oregon State or the Notre Dame guy?
Injury, probably.
Yeah, I think Musgrave, the issue with him is the injury. And I guess that checked out at the combine. I think everything was okay with him. The production's just there with Dalton Kincaid. I mean, I just think he had to be the go-to target, and he excelled. And to me, the tape's just overall better when I watch Dalton Kincaid. I've got him as my best guy. Mayer is like the baby Gronk. He's more of a physical big. You can move him around, play him outside at receiver. Can also play in the slot. But I think Kincaid's just the best all around. Musgrave's interesting. 6'6", he's huge. Big wingspan, runs really well, kind of a slender frame, but I don't think he's as good of a blocker as the other two when you're talking about complete players.
Yeah, this guy is like Zach was talking about. I mean, he is one of those guys that can separate and route. You watch him run routes, and it's like you see separation. There's a lot of times these tight ends are kind of lumbery, the way they run.
Like Darnell Washington.
Yeah, the way they move. This kid's not that guy.
That's what you want in a tight end. They are dynamic athletes in this game, and if you don't have that, I think, as a prerequisite for the job, then I don't know what the hell you're doing. Do you really see tight end as that big of a need with Ferguson and Hendershot?
I don't see it as a massive need where it's like, oh, man, you've got to make sure you address this. I think both those guys together can combine to give you the Dalton Schultz replacement there. Ooh, but really? We almost had
apropos.
Maybe had a little bit of a slip. But I do think these guys are special. Like, this is just a special class of tight ends. You don't have to take one in the first round because I think there's guys you could find value with later on in the draft. But Dak also does just like throwing to the tight end. And I think that that's another way that you can help Dak Prescott.
Got it right.
I don't know why you need somebody else, to be honest with you. I think with Ferguson and Hendershot, they are athletic enough. You see them going up to make plays and turning with a look in their eyes and a body posture that says, I'm the hunter here. You're the hunted defensive back. I think these guys are coming for a big breakout year. And if you add to that room, Wolchuk, to your point, and you make it even more sick, then maybe, you know, they could have an embarrassment of riches with, you know, three great wide receivers making plays and three quality tight ends, and that could be a lot of fun. KD Drummond posted a mock. He's going with the edge from Georgia. Nolan Smith says he's just too good to pass up. Is he going to be there at 26?
That's what we were talking about. We were in the Krusty's corner. We were talking about, would, if you felt like that he got to 24, would you make a small move to try and go get him? I think I would be on that. I'd be on that train.
Same.
Yeah.
I feel like defensive end is one of those spots that you're fixed at right now and you're feeling good, especially with Fowler coming back. We just got that news an hour ago, but Tank's going to be 31 at the end of his contract and stuff. And you got to have a plan. You know, hopefully they can do another contract with Tank and he can be that veteran pass rusher, 33, 34 years old, aging well for you, but you can't count on that. And if there's a really good talent sitting there at 26, you stack him up like club sandwiches, Brian. You taught me that.
You're right. That's absolutely the way you would go. So if he, in fact, would get to you at 26, you know, as much as I love Bijan Robinson, I would surely consider him. I think that would be really difficult for me to kind of choose between the two. I love Robinson, but, man, Smith, I think, could be dynamic for you.
All right, what's the best we can hope for in the rest of this Mavs season? Bobby Carella, Mavs.com, joins us. Is there any hope for this bunch as the season winds down? It's next here in the G-Bag Nation.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.